Oh, pet, come here for a second, won't you? You're such a good little pet, so obedient. You come so quickly when I call you. Now, get on your knees and massage my aching, sore feet while I tell you about the lovely idea I've had. Pet, that little object between your legs is looking awfully sad. Now, tell me, how long have you been locked in that cage without relief, Has it been that long? Oh, you must be so desperate, so frustrated. Well, you have been a very obedient pet lately. So Mistress is going to give you a choice. Yes. Are you ready, pet? Listen closely. You are to choose option one or option two. The first option is nothing. You go about your day, locked in your cage, no relief. Nothing. Everything stays just the same. Oh, don't like that idea? Well, you can always choose option number two. Option number two is Mistress unlocks you. Then she strokes you, nice and hard. And then I let you come. Yes, it's been so long since you've come, hasn't it? I bet you can't even remember the last time, can you? I bet it hurts to even think about it. I bet your cock is just straining against your cage, thinking about Mistress allowing you to come. Does it hurt, pet? I bet a nice, hard orgasm would make it feel so much better. So what's your choice, pet? Number one or number two? Well, aren't you anxious? So quick to pick number two. Oh, you want to be let out of your cage. Feel your mistress's hands all over your pathetic little cock and be allowed to come, don't you? Oh, of course you do. Well, I approve of your decision. Let me just get the key and unlock you. Oh, I may have forgot to mention a few things. Silly me. Some very important details must have slipped my mind. First, the entire time you are out of your cage, you'll be servicing me. Yes, you'll be servicing Mistress's pussy. Now, I'm going to unlock you. And then I'm going to straddle your face. Your slutty little tongue is not going to stop pleasing me. Do you understand? And you had better fucking service me correctly, you little slut. Next, and this is the part you really want to pay attention to. I am going to edge you over and over. I am going to spit in my hand and stroke you. Get you nice and hard. And then I'm going to stop. Yes. I'm going to use my fingertip to trace a line up your shaft. Gently tease the tip, Yes, just how you like. And then I'm going to stop. Then I'm going to wrap my fingers tight around the base of your little cock and pump up and down fast and hard. And then stop. I'm going to dig my fingernails into the flesh of your cock so that the pain is just so rich and deep. And then I'm going to stop again and again and again. Mistress is going to bring you to the brink, make you squirm and moan, and then stop. Don't you dare fucking come until you are given permission, you little slut. Lastly, and this is the best part, I am going to let you come. Oh, you'll want it so bad by then. Yes, won't you? Do you want to know how? I'm going to stroke you so fast and so hard until you can't take it anymore. And then I'm going to make you beg. And then, when I'm satisfied or bored with your pathetic pleas, I will say, now. And I know that you'll explode for me at my command, because I know how desperate you'll be. Oh, too bad Mistress's hand won't be touching you while you come. That's right. Just at the supreme moment of your pleasure, right as your cock starts to twitch and spasm, right as your balls start to clench, right at the point you'll want it more than you've wanted anything in your whole life, I'm going to let go. You'll get to come. Oh, yes. But it will just spray weakly into the air. Your orgasm, the weight of weeks of desperation locked in your cage, and hours spent being brought to the brink, ruined. Mistress will squeeze your balls, make you pathetically shoot every drop of your cum. Your cock will drip cum onto your thighs, and then shrivel up, weak and small. I'm not even going to clean up the mess from your body when I lock you back into your cage. Yes, you'll get your orgasm, but it will be completely and totally unsatisfying. It'll be worse than if you just chose option one and suffered through the normal amount of frustration. And I am going to laugh at your pain and your suffering, because it'll make my own orgasm by your tongue so much sweeter. I'm going to grind my hips down, forcing your tongue deeper. And I know that you'll try and work as hard as you can to please me, praying that me, your beautiful mistress, will grant you mercy. Well, pet, you can give up on that idea right now. You'll be getting no mercy. You're only getting frustration and desperation from me tonight. Now, pet, are you ready to play?